Okay. I have a couple comments. I thought it was interesting discussion about KPFK and the programming, and I thought it should be mentioned that.
Hello, Sharon. And, you're dropping out.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you're dropping out.
Okay. Well, sorry. I don't have maybe a good connection, but anyway, I just want to make the point. And, she's of course been very instrumental in management and, you know, she's there right at LA. So maybe people in LA could, you know, take notice of that. I hope you can hear me. I also wanted to comment on, okay.
Go on. You're gone.
Oh, some of the previous speakers that, we have on tape stating falsehoods about the management of KPFA. And I think that it would be helpful if people would recognize that KPFA is the most successful station in the network. And instead of attacking KPFA for reasons that have to do with factionalism, if those people would actually look at what's happening within the stations in Pacifica that are having financial problems. I mean, I thought it was interesting that it was said, oh, you know, WBAI has been losing money for so long. I guess we don't. Not that nobody, so, but the crisis is KPFK, because I guess the budget has accepted that WBAI is a continuing loss at all times, but you know, now Pacifica can't have two stations that are losing money. I don't know. I don't understand that logic. That was pretty much, let's see, what else did I want to say? Oh, I don't appreciate it when, people come into public comment and make statements. I mean, Zeltzer just said something about a host supporting murder of someone. I think people should have a little more respect for their fellow Pacifica members and what people are trying to do and not cast aspersions on people.
Okay, time. Thank you, Sharon. We will be
Anthony Fest.
Go ahead.
Anthony Fest.
Yes, I'm Anthony Fest. I've been on unpaid staff since 1994, and I was formerly a staff rep to the LSB. I heard some astounding arrogance this morning during the agenda setting. So I was going to talk about programming, but I want to call out some bad behavior instead. That arrogance came when it was said that people who want to do public comment should sit through the entire meeting before they get their chance. So we are supposed to sit through 3 hours for our 2 minutes. Now, have you forgotten that it's the listeners who support the station? It's not you. It's the staff who produce the programs. It's not you. Now, KPFA management doesn't do reports to the listeners, nor do they hold staff meetings. So the LSB is the default place for opinions to be heard. And in the past, it's been customary for the LSB to hear public comment as the first item after agenda setting and minutes approval. Now it gets moved around like a pea that's hidden under a shell. And they only did one substantive task today, which was electing BNB directors. And then you filled up over 2 hours with talking and made the listeners and staff wait for their turn. Of course, an email was sent out to the KPFA Protectors campaign list for them to show up at 2:25. It's quite remarkable to me that there's nothing so small that you can't attempt to manipulate it or put a thumb on the scale. So let's open every meeting with public comment and be done with this BS. And as to KPFK, it's great that you invited someone from that station to come and speak. It was only one person, but I'm glad you invited that person. I hope next time you want to talk about WBAI, invite someone from that station to speak.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Okay. Terry Perez.
You're muted, Terry.
You have Terry, to we can't yourself. Hear you.
Is that it? Can you hear me?
Now yeah. I can hear you.
Okay.
Time is started.
I wanted to say hello to everybody, and also that as of sometime in September, I came back to doing the reception work. Only it now involves the phone messages left as well as the comments line. I'm doing it away from the station. So I'm still not allowed back in the station, but I'm doing it online. And so if anybody has any comments or whatever, just or issues, let me know. And I want to thank KPFA for making it through this very difficult time. They still have wonderful programming, you know, and I was thinking of things that I really enjoyed. Project Censored, Mitch's program, Against the Grain, Flashpoints. I think we have, you know, some wonderful programs.
Mitch's program, Letters in Politics.
Yes. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Virginia Browning.
Made it sound like his program was Against the Grain.
Oh.
Virginia?
Muted. I thought I unmuted there. Thank you. Okay, I didn't mean to chat during the meeting. I thought I was chatting during the break. You know, there's one main, I guess I hope that some of the new members from any side that they're on might try and listen to people with points of view other than their own. I'm sure there are a lot of people on all sides here that do care about this station and who make good radio at KPFA also. But from my point of view, and I've been involved in KPFA since before the elected boards, as soon as it changed to being elected boards, and that happened because it was taken over by some very narrow focused people who wanted kind of a central Democratic Party viewpoint. And, you know, Mary Frances Berry and all that stuff, the 10,000 people in the street. As soon as the elected boards happened to try and prevent that from happening again, some of the people that are now on the board, that some of the people, I wish I could say which ones, but they're in the other faction from the Rescue Pacifica faction, which is the one that I mostly align myself with. The other faction, the ones that put out the email that make it sound like they're KPFA, but they're actually a faction. Those people have been dishonest from the start, some of them. And they've never wanted the elected boards. They've done everything they could to make them go away, to make them go downhill, to damage them, and they succeeded a lot of times. I hope some of you people who were recruited to speak today from the other side will listen to this. It's true. There are kind of nutty people on every side, but there are
some people. Thank you. Your time is up. On the other next side. Person. Who's the next person?
Mara Rivera.
Hi. So as a longtime member supporter of and lover of KPFA, I'm aware of the forces which want to appropriate it in violation of its hard-won democratic governance and how they've attempted to prevent democratic government. I have a few suggestions about how listeners can be encouraged in their efforts to be a positive participants in its governance. Granted to it around 2002 by their efforts and a sympathetic judge. So I'm going to list these suggestions. If I have more time, I could talk more about some of them. But in the meantime, just a list. Let's see. The comment minimum period given in the bylaws is 30 minutes. But if each person had 3 minutes, it could be longer. 30 minutes is not the limiting time. It's the minimum time. And 3 minutes each, we could make more cogent comments. The comments should continue to be early in the meeting, as was the decision last year. Even having two early and late is even better. Send out the Ellison agenda to all KPFA listeners. Callers should be able to remain anonymous as specified in the bylaws. Minutes should be posted promptly. A program council, as we had previously, democratically constituted should be used to review current programs and take suggestions for new programming.
Your time is up.
Thank you. Time is up. Next person.
Jim, Jim's iPhone.
Thank you. My name is Jim Dingman. I am calling from New York, and I am calling from WBAI, and I have several points to make. One, we need in the new board to have all the metrics of every station. That includes KPFA, because I've never seen the dollar-to-dollar hour fundraising in Berkeley or their Arbitrons, et cetera, ever revealed publicly over a 20-year period. Let's see in real terms how people have actually functioned, because the only way to save this whole system is to have every station pull its own weight. And that includes New York, of course. I've always listened to the people in Berkeley scream and yell about New York, and they're right about the criticisms they make about New York in terms of the money. But I should point out that there is no show in Pacifica, and this, I'm not defending Guerrero, I'm just talking objectively. He had 17,000 people an hour at his peak listening to him. I don't think any show in any signal area ever had that amount of people per hour listening to it standalone. So if people want to scream and yell about Gary and all that, they have to take those things in consideration. Public affairs shows, of course, need to get that kind of traction. But the objective fact is that over 20 years in all the stations, and I'm pretty familiar with the Arbitrons of all the stations, the public affairs shows have not performed. And what we're seeing in Los Angeles, unfortunately, is the collapse of that. And we're seeing in New York the collapse of that. And I don't have to tell you about KPFT. Most of the money there comes from music. It does not come from public affairs. So if after 4 years of Trump being in the White House, we have still a total decline in our audience cumes throughout the network, people have to address what is going on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Me? Is it Sharon?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to make the point, since people are saying that there's something about the public comment. I was able to find out the time of the public comment by going to KPFTX and looking at the agenda. And there it said specifically public comment at time certain 2:25. So I knew exactly when public comment was, and it wasn't due to an email. So that information is available to all members of Pacifica, and it's not that difficult. I just think it's interesting that we get all these complaints. I mean, since slates are being mentioned, you know, all these complaints from the Rescue Pacifica side, and that's what they seem to have, but they pick on these minor little things. Oh, public comment wasn't announced, an email went out, and yet they fail to acknowledge the actual reality of the financial situation that I've been talking about all this time. And I also wanted to say something about the corporate management thing that keeps getting brought up. You know, when you talk about corporate, Gary Null is a corporation, okay? He's a for-profit entity. So what is happening at WBAI is that WBAI is hawking the wares of a for-profit entity in the name of community radio. So, you know, the people that are so concerned about the corporate bent of KPFA might want to turn their gaze to WBAI and look at what's being put on the air there and whether there's a corporate relationship going on between the public airwaves and that Gary Knoll's for-profit entity that he sells products on the WBAI airwaves that, of course, the KPFA members are supporting through our donations and through central services. I just really get tired of hearing the false statements from rescue people being spouted off as if they're fact. And then they just repeat their own false statements to each other and tell each other how they're right and
your
how we don't listen.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. And next.
Carlos Cohen.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. As many of you know, I am a member, or I joined the group KPFA Protectors a few months ago. I'm fairly new. I ran with the slate. I was not voted in, which is fine with me. But what at the risk of repeating myself, one thing I've noticed ever since I joined is this terrible bad blood between different groups at KPFA. This, while the network is sinking financially, politically, in audience. So I'm alarmed. I've been trying to change the tone. I assume that everybody on this call, whether Rescue Pacifica, KPFA Protectors, we are all interested in saving Pacifica, in having a strong progressive network, and we are not going to get there unless we learn to respect each other, to work with each other. I'm not saying there aren't things to criticize, but we absolutely need to change the tone and respect and support each other and try to find common solutions. If we don't do that, we are not going to be able to help. And that's my strong alarm. I am not saying don't criticize KPFA. I'm saying change the tone, make constructive criticism, be positive, help us. We all need to help each other to save the network. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos.
Okay, and there's a call-in user. That's next.
Is that
someone on the phone?
Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks. So hi, everyone, and congratulations to you folks heading to the Pacifica National Board Thursday evenings, practically every Thursday evening. Give it up. I want to say that I'm sorry that someone with authority to block people on the KPFA LSB Google group has blocked me from communicating. I've been writing to the board for several weeks without being able to get my emails through. That's really unfortunate. I mean, we are open for communications, are we not? Also, I want to say that I'm not surprised, but still disappointed about the casual manner in which the bylaws were blown off by Chris Corey in his discussion tonight, as I don't understand what the problem is. The bylaws in Article 7 are very explicit that a person cannot be an officer and a director at the same time. There's no confusion about the language. Once he became treasurer at your last meeting, almost a month ago now, he disqualified himself as a PNB director. And to pretend that, oh, it's not a big deal, it's just a formality, it doesn't really mean anything, I think it's disrespectful of the listeners, disrespectful of the members, disrespectful of the bylaws. And we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in the past 2 years trying to get our bylaws to be observed on all sides. So I think that's really disappointing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mara Rivera.
There, you can hear me now, I think.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay. So I was reading out a list of constructive suggestions for how we could involve listeners more in our community. And the last one I mentioned was the program council that we had previously constituted democratically to help review and take suggestions for new programming. Also wanted to say, don't limit comments by previous commenters, as it seems somebody was trying to do. And don't eliminate members of other stations from being in on the commenting. They have some helpful insights. Also, don't comment on the commenters, LSB. I saw that, I don't know if that's still planned for today, but the practice has been to not allow responses from the LSB to comment. Having the last word at the end is an end run around this requirement. Okay, let's see. I'll go back to some of these things. Callers should be able to remain anonymous as specified in the bylaws. Let's see, early and late. Oh yeah, the public comments should continue to be early. It's a good idea also that somebody put forward from another source, to have public comments also at the end of the meeting so that people could comment on some of the issues that were brought up in the meeting.
Your time is up.
Okay.
Steve Seltzer.
Yeah, I want to say that the need for transparency is critical because you have a management which is completely secret about what's going on. And I agree with Jim Dingman about there's never been a report on which programs are raising money, how much, which aren't raising money. Yet you talk about programming, and the programming is being made by management without consultation of the staff and the listeners. And that is wrong. It should be a community station, which it's not. It's a top-down corporate structure. And this board, in trying to prevent the public comment at the beginning of the meeting, an example of that. The other thing is Ian Masters, who resigned. He wasn't pushed off. He resigned. He was telling people not to contribute to KPFK. He also has a history of working with the CIA, and he called for the assassination of Philip Agee. He has no right to be on a Pacifica station. I think we need to do national broadcastings, live national broadcastings on the question of the elections, on climate, labor, education, women, and fascism, where we have people from all over the network producing programs, producers. So we have a national voice. We have a lot of great programs on Pacifica, and we have to bring them together and use a streaming to do that, where we can have live national shows, because I think that would be a way of building our listenership. The pandemic and corporate control of the Democrats and Republicans, they allow the drug companies and the hospitals to profiteer. They allow these billionaires to profit off of this pandemic, and that has to be focused on by Pacifica. It's an outrage. People are dying, literally dying in San Francisco today because they can't get masks and there's no protocol for testing. Who's responsible for that? That is really not being taken up at KPFA. The capitalists and the attack on the working class, the murder of people for profits. And I think that is an issue that working people in this country are thinking about and want answers to. They're not getting them on KPFA about the capitalist control of healthcare and the drug companies.
Time is up.
Okay.
Thank you. Next.
Elizabeth Miles.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to state that the court case that was mentioned by one of your LSV members earlier on, they failed to mention a very important point. The New Day faction had already agreed to abide by the present laws regarding the different classes of listeners versus staff of voters prior to the election, this last election. And there can be no doubt as to the potential adverse effect that the staff could suffer, such as the illegal WBAI shutdown and abrupt firing of staff in 2019, which put Pacifica in violation of labor laws and is a clear proof as to why these differences exist. Also, as a CWA union member, I wonder why the union representing paid staff in KPFA hasn't made a statement to that effect, protecting the rights of workers as a class onto themselves. Thank you.
Next.
Christina?
Yes?
I think it's time of public comments. Time is up.
It's 2:55.
2:55 is a half an hour?
Move to adjourn. Did you have a closing, Christina, before we adjourn?
No, I just, I would say that there were some really great comments. I really like the idea of listening to each other respectfully, which is embedded actually in our beginning of every session that we ask people to do that. But, inevitably there are things said in public comment that are not in that regard. So I'm not going to bother commenting on the things that were said today. I think that I appreciate people turning up to present their opinion. And I think the meeting today was productive. And I very much appreciate Ali Lexa spending his time with us to explain things, because it's very difficult to understand what's really going on with the culture at other stations without someone who's been there for a long time. As he said, he was there 13 years. These other stations have an impact on the overall financial stability of the organization. So it was germane. And I think someone mentioned all we've been doing is talking at the meetings. That's pretty much what happens at meetings. There's a lot of talking. Once in a while, we vote on stuff. But, you know, we're really supposed to be educating ourselves here and informing ourselves about what's going on in the network. And I'll just say I very much appreciate KPFA. I'm very proud to be on the board of this local station board for the station that is really helping to sustain the entire network right now. It's the most financially viable station with a diverse staff and excellent, what I believe is excellent programming. So thanks everybody for showing up for public comment. And is there anything that you wanted to add to that, Fred or Carol?
I had something I wanted to add.
Thank you. Go ahead, Carol.
It's very challenging and problematic when people come into our meeting and do not honor the use that the chat is used for local station board members only. And what that does is it sets up a problem because once a person has been warned, and there are a number of people who have been asked not to write in the public comments. And so I think I want to say that, you know, it is not our first choice to have to take action on that. But I want to ask Fred to comment also, because I think it's disrespectful and problematic when people are not willing to join our meeting respectfully and to honor our agreements and our requests. And I think what we will be doing, because it's a big distraction, is we will periodically post and just have it be for everyone that the chat is for use for local station board members only. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second, Chris.
Thank you. All those opposed, I'm going to ask all those opposed to raise your hand, and I'll ask Jose to check for me.
I do not see any hands.
Seeing none, we are adjourned.